Everyone's ready?
Yep.
When we smash these, you want to be careful because you don't want the paint to fly everywhere. Yeah, you want to keep it on your rock.
It's a bright May morning. Igiagig's elementary schoolers sit in a circle crushing brittle red rocks between two larger stones. At the center of the circle, archaeologist Monty Rogers explains that this is the way that people in the area have made paint for thousands of years.
I'd probably go with the oral histories and that folks have been here longer than 8,000 years. So that's a really long time. And so that whole time, people have been wanting to paint. I mean, what do you think they made paint out of?
Rocks, berries.
What else?
Oh, they made paint that tastes good probably from the berries.
Yeah, I bet.
The painting lesson is a highlight for Igiagig's youngest set. Rogers leads the kids to a map of the area pinned to the side of one of the old buildings. Colored arrows point to places with Yupik and Dena Inna place names.
So in this map, the color of the arrow means the color of the paint, where they could go get it. So red arrows is associated with red paint.
Mine comes good.
Hey, there's blue. Red under our thing.
Right. So.
Then Rogers passes out strips of birch bark. John Alvarez is 8 years old. He adds water to the red powder he's crushed. Hunched over the bark in concentration, he uses a twig that he's collected to draw a stick figure. He carefully holds the bark flat so that the watery paint will not run.
I drew a man and he got hit and he's fat.
What'd you draw him with?
Rock paint.
Later in the day, Rogers will teach the middle and high school students to make uluwaks and knives out of slate. This is the fourth year of Goose Camp. The initiative started with instructors at Igiagig's small school. Tate Gooden is the head teacher.
I wanted to start a place-based education activity, kind of centered around something that was culturally responsive and based on the geese that explode down here in the spring. You know, we have the little kids watching the big kids and the big kids watch everybody watching the elders and sharing jobs and stories. And one of our hopes is that, you know, this is kind of a leadership camp.
The loose theme this year is Yupik language arts and crafts. For the language portion, the students gather for a quick Yupik lesson.
Ilunga. Seasons, we have Oksumi.
Alex Anna Salmon is the president of the Igiagig Village Council, and she's been overseeing a language revitalization program for the past couple of years. She's been learning the Lake Eliamna dialect of Yupik from the few elders who still speak it fluently. She in turn helps teach it to the school kids. After they've run through their vocabulary, she gives them a list of items spelled out in Yupik, things like feathers and rocks that the students collect around camp. She challenges them to call each other by their Yupik names for the rest of the day. In between the themed activities, there's time for hiking, gathering snails, duck hunting, log splitting, fire building, and, as 13-year-old Kaylee Hill relates, camp shenanigans.
One morning we were laying in our tent, minding our own business, when one of the boys, Keelan, he ran and opened our tent and threw a bunch of rabbit poop on us and ran away.
But rabbit poop was not enough to scare anyone back across the river. The second and final night wrapped up with the annual chili cook-off, singing and dancing.
This is a song about all of the mosquitoes in Igiagig and how we constantly try to smack them.
The vision of Goose Camp is to give students a chance to practice skills people around Lake Eliamna have used for centuries, skills that are still useful in Igiagig today. Salmon explains that Goose Camp is more than just a getaway, and it's even more than just a time to learn to paint, start a fire, or say words in Yupik.
In the Western worldview, you own a place. I'm here, this place is named after me and I own it. And for the Yupik way, it's you belong there. That's the place of land where you belong. And the very word for happiness stems from that. When you're happy, you know where you're in the right place and you're content.
The dancers swat at imaginary mosquitoes around their faces as they sing about the place to which they belong. In Igiagig, I'm Avery Lill.